My Peace, a Pentecost sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
It will look like suffering, like death, like the worst thing that could ever happen. But Jesus assures them, it is my peace, and I give it to you.
And for any size donation during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the first Pentecost. You can make a special Easter gift today at issuesetc.org. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the 50 days of Easter.
I just want to acknowledge a God not just of second chances, but third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth chances, because that is the reality of our shared humanity.
I'm a Christian. I don't agree with homosexuality. I think it's a sin, as I think all sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman is.
What essential difference is there between those humans that Gosnell killed after birth and those he killed before?
On-demand listeners of Issues Etc. love hearing sound theology while walking the dog.
Well, just in terms of the culture, it might be viewed as the turning of a page. Boy Scouts of America has a long history in the United States. It's woven into the fabric of our culture in a way that few organizations, long-lived organizations like it, have been able to do. And it has, for the most part, a pretty stellar reputation. It's one of those things that is universally respected, even if its membership has waned in the last couple decades. And now the Boy Scouts of America, in the view of many, bowing to the public pressure of the culture in general and special interest groups, have decided to at least entertain the possibility of allowing homosexual members, if not leaders. They've decided members. Why should it matter to you? After all, the Boy Scouts of America isn't an official church organization, not associated with any church or religious institution. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon. It's the 17th of May. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Bart Day, Executive Director of LCMS Office for National Mission, will be our guest for the first few minutes to talk about the Boy Scouts of America possibly allowing openly gay scouts. A little bit later, listener email in the Issues Etc. comment line, our chance to respond to our voluminous email, your questions, your comments, your criticisms, and your comments on the Issues Etc. comment line, open 24/7 for you to leave any kind of question or comment, 618-223-8382. And then, since it's Friday, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got four soundbites assembled for you. We play them. All you have to do is listen. And then you call, you email, you go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote. And your vote picks Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. A chance also to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the best vote during Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in the last half hour of the program. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page for your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Pastor Bart Day is a regular guest and executive director of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. Bart, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be with you today.
The Boy Scouts of America are not an official religious organization. They're not officially associated with any church or any congregation of any church body out there. Why should Christians and Christian congregations be concerned about the contemplated change of membership rules for the Boy Scouts?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. That's certainly true. But one is that the Scouts, as a non-profit, have always described themselves as an organization engaged in instilling its systems of values in young people and teaching morality and teaching Judeo-Christian morality. So they, in and of themselves, are kind of teaching a system of values, and that has put them in certainly close partnerships with churches from the very early days. Now, what is interesting about the Scouts is the way they're structured, because they allow their charters, the literal kind of chartering of organizations to be done on the ground, like at the church, so that the church has ownership and oversight of its actual scouting troop, which is different than the Girl Scouts and the way other things are organized. So that relationship and bond between scouts and whatever those entities are, whether they're churches or other community-based organizations that actually charter those scout troops, there is a close bond there. And again, this instilling of values in young people, which for scouts has been based on pretty basic kind of moral Judeo-Christian beliefs.
What, as it is right now, what is the actual change that the Boy Scouts of America are contemplating?
Well, and this is where it is a little messy, and you know that this has been morphing over the last several months in Synod. Pastor Mark Kiesling in the youth department is sort of our official liaison with the Scouts, and we have a memorandum of understanding with the Scouts. So we've been trying to keep a pulse on this because, of course, it seemed to have come up kind of privately in their meetings by a few individuals on their board who were looking to see sort of non-discriminatory policy within the Scouts to more broadly reflect that which is found in corporate America. Of course, money comes along with that and lots of big dollars that come from entities into the Scouts. So there seemed to be a push originally, and that had to do with allowing openly homosexual Scout leaders. And of course, our understanding is that was to sort of be an in-house conversation that quickly got out in the public and put the Scouts and everyone kind of wide open in that conversation. And there was huge amounts of pushback. President Harrison actually released a statement at that time directly to the Scouts with a number of other church leaders talking about the danger implicit in having openly homosexual Scout leaders. So that was then kind of docked and taken off the table. And in its place, what has kind of morphed is this vote that will take place now on May 24th with its 1,400 or so board members to allow openly homosexual youth to be a part of Scouts. That seems to be the vote that is actually on the table now concretely that will take place in Texas at the end of this month.
Is there any sense, and I imagine there may or may not be any sense of what the anticipated outcome of that vote's going to be?
You know, we're getting lots of mail from people all over the place and trying to listen to people in various corners. And while there certainly seems to be strong resistance to such a change, and again, you'll notice in President Harrison's statement, you have a decision of the Supreme Court of the United States, Boy Scouts of America versus Dale, which is just from the year 2000, where the Scouts were upheld for not for their sort of First Amendment rights in discriminating against a young man who grew up and became a Scoutmaster and was openly homosexual and quite active in sort of the gay movement in the United States. He sued the Scouts. So, I mean, you have a very recent decision on the part of the Supreme Court in favor of the Scouts and their right at that level to kind of freely exercise the teaching of belief system within their organization. We're not sure where this goes or what the vote will be, although we will tell you that from several corners we're hearing some voices saying that they certainly believe this is going to pass. What we're not sure about is what that really means, and because the previous vote was put forward for the leadership, if you just go to the Scouts themselves, is this just part of the slippery slope? One of the things people are concerned about is that even the recent Supreme Court decision, if Scouts takes a vote now to allow openly gay members, will they immediately start a landslide of legal action against them? Particularly, as you know, I mean, DOMA is before the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court strikes down DOMA here, which we're supposed to hear in another month and a half, you know, what will be the ripple effect of those things? So I think there's concern from churches, and I mean churches broadly, including the Mormons, who have a massive stake in scouting on sort of, you know, the left side of the United States on the left coast. Even the Jewish community involved in scouting, I mean, there's just sort of a strong feel that what will be the kind of ripple effect from a decision made soon about scouts, openly gay scouts, when we previously were talking about leaders, when we have a recent Supreme Court case, when DOMA is being heard now, is this all part of a tidal wave that will wide open, you know, open wide the door? And what will that impact be when a congregation has chartered a scout troop? Because even if one has control over their scout troop locally, you know, your kids love to participate in stuff at the higher level, at the district and state and national level. Well, you may be able to have some direct control over your scout troop, but not when they're participating, you know, for higher awards and things that kids want to go to, and there's a larger national stage. So we don't really know what will happen with the vote, but just a lot of questions being asked about, you know, why this, why now, what does this potentially lead to, where is scouting kind of looking to go?
With only about 30 seconds here, Bart, should we be concerned that this is a precursor or a trial balloon on the part of kind of the gay lobbying groups to say, look, let's test a nonprofit because the real goal here is to go after Christian congregations and their allegedly discriminatory practices in hiring and membership, you name it, even who can serve as clergy. With about 30 seconds, your thoughts there.
Absolutely. And from my seat at Synod and looking at like our RSOs and social service organizations and the pushback they're getting from the gay rights community, particularly on gay rights for adoption, the striking down potentially of DOMA, the HHS mandate, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I do think this is part of a well-orchestrated, very deliberate part kind of in the gay rights community that we are picking away piece by piece at religious organizations and others. Like you say, we ultimately want sort of protection as a class of citizen and applicable non-discriminatory laws to us as gay, lesbians, transgender, TTQQ+, the whole long line now. And I think that is where we're going, and this is but another small step in that direction.
Pastor Bart Day is Executive Director of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod Office of National Mission. Bart, thanks for being our guest.
Hey, thank you very much.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with the Issues Etc. comment line and with your email. And we're going to respond to as much of it as we can. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Christ Lutheran, Jackson, Mississippi; Prince of Peace Lutheran, San Diego, California; Trinity Lutheran, Tryon, North Carolina; Our Redeemer Lutheran, Dallas, Texas; Calvary Lutheran, Yuma, Arizona; St. Paul Lutheran, Milford Center, Ohio; Peace Lutheran, Chehalis, Washington; Christ Lutheran, Noblesville, Indiana; Our Redeemer Lutheran, Lexington, Kentucky; and St. James Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.